This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36, Tuesday, the 2nd of August, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. In front of me is Philip C and I'm Wong Shao Ning. And as usual, in about 30 minutes, there'll be the breakfast grill after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And in the hot seat this morning is a company, surprise, surprise, that has a revenue of more than 1 billion ringgit selling predominantly hardware. And this company will be heading for a listing in the ACE market sometime in September, and it's called SNS Network Technology. So I will be questioning their co-founder and managing director, Ko Yung Hang, about how he grew the business. What's the next level of growth for them? Because why are they raising money when their profit every year is more than 90 million?
Interesting. They have this device subscription
Not 90
business.
Million, sorry, excuse me, 30 million.
1 billion ringgit. Is it a result of that device subscription business they have?
No, that's the new area of growth that they're looking at. They've just made this money over the last few years really just selling hardware and a bit of services.
A bit.
And market share, only 1.5%. Can you imagine? What is the value of devices that Malaysians are buying out there? Amazing, right?
Amazing.
So do tune in. That's going to be happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after you hear that conversation, you can make the decision whether you want to participate in that IPO.
Or in that business.
Yeah. But up next, I think we're going to turn our attention, of course, now to the latest news that's crossing all the wires, which is the fact that U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a trip to Asia Pacific, which includes Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea and Japan, but with no mention of Taiwan officially, although there is news swirling around that she might make a surprise visit to that island during her trip to Asia tonight.
A visit by Pelosi to Taiwan would be dramatic, though not unprecedented, you know, that show of support for Taiwan by the United States, with Republican Newt Gingrich was being the last House Speaker to visit Taiwan in 1997. Now, the possible inclusion of Taiwan in the itinerary has really riled up Beijing, as China views visits by U.S. officials to Taiwan as sending an encouraging signal to the pro-independence camp in the island. Now, Washington does not have official diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but it's bound by law to provide the island with the means to defend itself.
So to get a perspective on this landmark visit, if it does indeed happen to Taiwan, but she is definitely coming to Asia, we have on the line with us Dr. Adrian Ang, Research Fellow Coordinator of the United States Program at the S.S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies. Good morning, Adrian. Now, U.S. Speaker's Pelosi visit has, of course, courted a lot of controversy prior to the trip, with talks that she would visit to Taiwan. Can you give us some context as to why a trip there would be so incredibly damaging to U.S.-China relations?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. As Philip mentioned earlier, a trip to Taiwan by an incumbent U.S. House Speaker is not unprecedented, right? So Newt Gingrich did visit Taiwan 25 years ago. However, right, the geopolitical context of, you know, Gingrich's visit and a potential Pelosi visit this evening, tomorrow, is very different. So 25 years ago, when Gingrich visited Taiwan, it was just after the third Taiwan Strait crisis, the missile crisis. And Gingrich, before he went to Taipei, he visited Beijing and told Chinese leaders that the U.S. was committed to the defense of Taiwan, but right, he also reassured Chinese leaders that Washington did not support Taiwan independence and was committed to the One China policy. Of course, right, 25 years later, what has really changed is the balance of power. Right, so 25 years ago, Beijing's defense budget was smaller than Taiwan's. Right, China now has a navy that, by how count, is larger than the U.S. Navy, and it has, right, depending on how you measure it, the world's largest or second largest economy. So, right, in the previous Taiwan Strait crisis, China was forced to back down in the face of you know, U.S. show of support for Taiwan.
Right.
Things have changed now that, right, I don't think China is very likely to take a U.S. show of force all that seriously.
Yeah.
So So right now we are in this very dangerous situation of brinkmanship. Right. So the overall U.S.-China relations is basically a dumpster fire. Right. So Pelosi's visit, right, is just pouring fuel on that fire.
As you say, right, the relationship has soured. The context is entirely different. But because there's so much media coverage by it, it sounds like she has no choice but to make that trip down to Taiwan. So, hypothetically, if she does touch down on Taiwan soil tonight, will a red line be drawn?
Yeah, so I think, you know, both sides have backed themselves in the corners where they appear, right, unable to back down. So while, again, right, China has, you know, all the incentives to establish its red lines, right, China also, I think, does not want to force a conflict over the issue. Right, so China does not want to have a military conflict with the United States over the issue. So I think what we'll see is, right, more intense incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Larger, we might probably even see incursions across the median line, more naval activity, possibly circumnavigation sorties around the island. But I don't think we will see an interception of Pelosi's plane trying to enter Taiwan. I think that would be one provocation too far.
Okay, and what do you think Nancy Pelosi will be talking or at least speaking about when she's in Taiwan? What do you think the issues will be there?
I think, you know, what Pelosi will be doing again is to reinforce the American commitment to help Taiwan preserve its deterrent capabilities against China. And to you know, basically politically support Taiwan, as, you know, all previous congressional delegations have done.
So, I think when we think about this trip, right, beyond just the Taiwan part, I think what is very interesting is the itinerary, which covers really Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Malaysia. I guess the significance for me of this itinerary is it a sign that friends around the region are diminishing?
Oh, I don't think so. If you look at the countries, right, so Japan and South Korea are U.S. treaty allies, and both Singapore and Malaysia are key U.S. partners in Southeast Asia. So, all four countries are also have also signed up for the United States Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. So, I don't think it is a sign that friends are diminishing. And don't forget, right, that Secretary of State Blinken will also be in the region this week.
So I'm curious, do you expect any significant milestones and agreements established during her visit? Because it is supposed to be focusing on mutual security, economic partnership, and democratic governance in this region.
No, because the purpose of congressional delegation trips usually is to reassure allies and partners about what is going on in the U.S. So it's a dialogue, a chance for U.S. lawmakers, right, to meet with world leaders, diplomats, and stuff, and to talk about basically what is going on Capitol Hill and how they view things. So usually these initiatives that you're talking about come from the executive branch. And also, right, if we look at the composition of this particular congressional delegation, it's also a little different, right? So usually CODELs are very often bipartisan and bicameral. So they include members from the other party, and very often they also include both representatives and senators. But this congressional delegation, right, is comprised of all Democrats. And given that, right, the Democrats are also highly likely to lose control of the chamber, right, this congressional delegation has a sort of valedictorian feel about this.
So you don't expect any significant discussions, or even the U.S. delegation trying to push back or put pressure on Myanmar, or even reiterate U.S.'s stance on China's claims on South China Sea?
No, I think that will be pretty much, I'm sure those things will come up in discussions, but I think those issues will be left to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken when he attends the U.S. ASEAN Ministers Summit in Phnom Penh tomorrow. The State Department has already said that he is going to urge ASEAN to step up pressure on Myanmar's ruling junta after it executed four activists last week.
Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Adrian Ang from the S.S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies giving us his view on Nancy Pelosi's visit to Asia. But I think all eyes will really be on whether she arrives in Taiwan later this evening. Because it's still not confirmed.
And all eyes will be what will China do after she touches down on Taiwan soil.
Yeah, and also what will she be saying when she's in Taiwan, right? I think people are very curious. Although Adrian does specify that actually no real policy will come out of this meeting.
Which is the sad part. Yes. Nothing of consequence. It's just all bluster and flurry.
A bit of saber rattling going on. But up next, we'll be speaking to Dr. Helmi Hajamaydin on the generational endgame policy on tobacco. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.